red on white, translucent black capes back on the rack. Bela Lugosi is dead, the bats have left the bell tower, the victims have been bled, red velvet lines, the black box. Bela Lugosi is dead. Bela Lugosi is dead.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sounds of the City Radio. It is just past 10, and I'm here with your host, Rain. Thank you for Vanessa for playing some wicked selection of good music. What we just heard was by Bauhaus, and the song was called Bela Lugosi's Dead. And this was the original version. Welcome to Sounds of the City Radio, a show for promoting upcoming live concerts and appreciating concerts that have just passed. It's almost December, and wow, I can't believe it's been like just over a year that I've been doing my show. Time flies when you're having a good time, eh? But I'm going to be taking off for a kind of a quote-unquote Christmas break as of December. Next week will be my last show until mid-January when I come back. I'm going home. I'm going back to the Middle East, which is where I'm from. I'm from Iran, and I got to go see my parents because my parents live there, and they're complaining why I live 20,000 kilometers away from them, and then I have to go back so they don't get pissed off at me, and it also makes me feel happy about my life too. So in case you're wondering, that's what I'm going to be doing. But Vanessa will be covering for me for the next 4 weeks where I won't be here. So if you like her music, which I'm sure you do, stay tuned throughout her show as well, so you can get 2 hours of Vanessa Brown on CITR Radio. But carrying on with the rest of my show, Sounds of the City, show for upcoming concerts, one of the very gorgeous upcoming concerts coming up is by Ukraine's very own Gogo Bordello, and they're going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom on December the 28th. And the song that I want to play for you right now is from their 2010 CD Transcontinental Hustle, and the song is called My Campanjera.
We stepped together in the river, we traded fever on turmoil. Last time I saw you was in the middle, I wonder if you hit the soil. Where are you now, my compañera? Your baby claw stuck in my chest. Where are you now, my solidarity?
veranda. I had to tear it off my mind. Then hypothermia took cover. Suddenly I went blind. Where are you now, my compañera? Your baby claw stuck in my chest. Where are you now, my sonidera? Who took you from the nest? Where are you now, my compañera? I'm beating bricks from town to town. Where are you now, my sonidera? I'm at my final down. Sleep without desire. Would you like window or aisle? Only sky you ever seen. Warrior that's more fragile. Jet lag, hangover, malnutrition. You can't fly in this condition. And if no one intervene, out of the window is my mission.
Where are you now, my compañera?
Your baby blood stuck in my chest.
Where are you now, my sonidera?
Who took you from the nest?
Where are you now, my compañera? I'm beating bricks from town to town. Where are you now, my sonidera? I'm at my final town.
Alternative rock band Dating Myself are celebrating their long-awaited album, Find There, on Friday, November 30th at the Rickshaw Theater. 16 years in the making, Find There delivers an onslaught of guitar-driven grunge rock with intriguing, intricate rhythms and left turns that keep the audience on edge. With special guests, previous tenants, One Life Animal, and Hermetic. Get your tickets at www.liveatrickshaw.ca, sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
It's a song called Broken Hearted Beat.
AMS Events proudly presents Tim Chasen with Poor Young Things, November 29th at the Pit Pub. With his newest album, The Other Side, the pride of PEI is quite literally going back to his roots. The album takes on a tinge of maritime roots and folk, incorporating an array of acoustic instruments and a warm, transparent production style. Since 2009's Broken Hearted Beat, audiences were introduced to a golden-voiced young performer-slash-songwriter with a mosaic-like approach to writing music named Tim Chasen, and he's an act you don't want to miss. Thursday, November 29th at the Pit Pub. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. So, yeah.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time.
I know you since you were a 20.
I was 20 and thought that some years from now a purple little, little lady will be perfect for dirty old and useless clown. So yeah, start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. Hold your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise.
там Диогенис туда Фуко в рамложек скинду паспорту. И я клянусь, обоссав два пальца, что ты, а? Что музыка пошла от звука вну. You start wearing purple. Why don't you start wearing purple? Start wearing purple for me now.
And welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. What you just heard was Ukraine's very own Gogo Bordello. And that song was actually dedicated to Mr. My good old friend Nick, who's listening in Nanaimo right now. And he really likes Gogo Bordello. So that one was for you, Nick. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Carrying on with the rest of my show. Once again, Gogo Bordello is going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom on December the 28th and 29th. They played here three nights at the same time last year, and they all had three sold-out shows. So I highly recommend you spend your Christmas holidays rocking out to the beautiful sounds of Ukraine's very own Gogo Bordello. But focusing on men with long hair, Jesse Cook is also going to be playing at the Orpheum Theater on December the 16th, and he's an incredible rock flamenco guitar player, and I'm going to play you some music from his Live in Metropolis in Montreal DVD, because I really like live performances. I find them way more intriguing than studio recordings, where in live performances a lot of jamming happens and a lot of the songs are usually extended, and improvisation can bring great musicianship sometimes. So, and the F-ups are also part of the song. So I want you to listen to this one. It's by Jesse Cook. Once again, he's going to be playing at the Orpheum in Vancouver on December the 16th. This one is from his 2007 Live in Metropolis DVD. It's called Luna Lena.
And this one's a song called Luna Yena from...
Or Luna Yena, however you pronounce it. Thank you.
me take a puff and let her slow it down, boy. She'll show you how to live it up. Cause gunning for the fast lane ain't never gonna be enough. My mama said slow it down, boy. You know you're gonna burn it up. I take a moment to realize there's no racing against time. Just gonna slow down and watch the world go by. I take a moment to realize there's no racing against time. Just gonna slow down and watch the world go by.
And welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. You're here with your host, Ryan, and it is 10:30, just nearly almost halfway throughout my show. Wow, time flies quickly when you're having a good time. The song we just heard was called Vem Un Dia, and by Delta Dublin. Prior to that, we heard Our House by Delta Dublin, and that was from their latest album that just came out in August, Turn Up the Stereo. Once again, Delta Dublin. Actually, not once again, because I haven't announced this yet. Today, I've announced them previously. I've just been speaking about it a lot. But Delta Dublin is going to have it has a show tonight at the Commodore Ballroom. I will be having the privilege to interview this fantastic Vancouver band, but I won't be doing the interview till 5:30 tonight. So I will definitely try to post the video footage online and the audio footage on my next week's show, every Friday, 10 a.m. And if you want to find video footage online, you can just search Sounds of the City Music on Facebook, and I'll do some postings there. But once again, Delta Dublin tonight, support your local music shins and help them rock out. But I just got word that, yesterday I got word that the Wailers are coming to town on February 23rd, presented to you by Mellow Productions. For those of you, the very few of you who don't know who the Wailers is, just put the word Bob Marley on the Wailers, then that will ring a bell. There you go. Unfortunately, Bob Marley won't be here, but the Wailers, the band himself, would be, and they're going to be playing tons of great reggae tunes that will make all your stomachs feel nice and warm and jolly and happy and dandy and great. I also will be interviewing the Wailers approximately sometime in February. I gotta go on vacation first, come back, and then we'll do some good interview there. Once again, you can go find me on Facebook and tell me and write down, send me a message with questions that you would like me to ask from the band. Yes, I am excited to interview that band. I don't think I've ever interviewed that band that crazy big before, name-wise. Maybe one day I'll interview Pink Floyd. Actually, the one person I really want to interview in my life is David Byrne, but anyhow, they wouldn't give that one to me. But I am very happy to announce that in approximately 50 minutes, we're going to have Ryan Guildemont of Mother Mother on air with us. But before I get to Ryan Guildemont, I want to play you some Bob Marley and the Wailers, and this was called Forever Loving Ja. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City.
What?
And that was Forever Loving Ja by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Once again, the Wailers will be in Vancouver at the Commodore Ballroom on February the 23rd. It's a little bit ways from now, but it will be a sold-out show. We got Bob Marley vibes in there, so make sure to stay happy and try to make it out to that show. This is a show that just passed, but we're just kind of looking at what we are missing out in the world right now. And it's by a band called the Punch Brothers. Once again, this Punch Brothers is by Chris Nolte, is a world-class, incredible fiddle player, and I got introduced to him when he hit in his previous band, which was called Nickel Creek, and he played with his brother and sister. Now he's created a new band called the Punch Brothers, and wow, what an incredible live performance that was. Unfortunately, that just happened at the Chan Center, but I just want to go back and just review all the great live music that has happened within this city. So this one's called This Girl, and it's come from the album Who's Feeling Young Right Now. And then we'll be back, and then we'll hopefully have Ryan Gildemont from Mother with us in relatively shortly. But you listen to This Girl from the Punch Brothers on Sounds of the City Radio with your host Ryan on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Check out that fiddle. Wow.
Did you hear? but don't do it for anything but the thrill of movement and location. All the battle is
Brace yourselves, Vancouver. The heavy metal juggernauts are coming to a venue near you. On the 16th of December, High on Fire will light up the stage for the 2012 tour with featured acts Goat Whore and Lo Pan and Ancients. They will all hit the stage guns blazing with enough destructive force to make you believe the world is coming to an end. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the venue on Granville Street. Tickets are $20 in advance, and you can get them hot online at Ticketmaster, UnionEvents.com, or at Zulu and Scrape Records. The apocalypse is happening now, people. Let High on Fire's music take us out. Brought to you by Union Events and Periscope.
True. Go back.
And that was Clara by the Punch Brothers. I want to play you one song by Mother off their latest album, The Sticks, and this is called Let's Fall in Love, and then we'll be back on air with more Ryan Guildenwood of Mother on air live with us. But for now, listen to Let's Fall in Love on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. The song we just heard was by Mother, and it was from their latest album, The Sticks, and the song we heard was Let's Fall in Love. And if my technical malfunctions haven't happened yet, I should have Ryan Guildenwood of Mother on air with me right now. Ryan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, man. Thank you so much for calling in on an early morning of a Friday. I know musicians aren't really the biggest fan of early morning shows, but I'm happy that you called in.
Oh, no problem. It was a lot earlier than this. I'm actually in Hamilton, Ontario, and we had to get up at an ungodly hour to do breakfast television this morning.
Well, with my show, you don't have to like look pretty at all. You can just pretty much wake up in your pajamas and just pick up the phone and call. That's the beauty of radio.
Right.
Well, you have a show in Vancouver, December the 19th. First question is, how stoked are you to be playing this show?
Extremely stoked. Yeah.
What's going to be different from this show? Because all your shows are sold out. Every time I come to see a Mother show, they're like, oh, sorry, man, it was sold out 2 months ago. What's going to be new in this show? How is it going to be different from all the rest of your rocking shows that you put on?
You mean different from the shows on this tour, or how is this tour?
What do you have planned for Vancouver? If I'm a Vancouverite trying want to go to see a Mother show, what am I going to see on December 19th?
Well, I think, you know, we're just going to put that much extra love into it, and you know, I guess familiarity and attachment to, you know, the sense of home and, you know, ownership, so to speak, of the place.
How do you guys like playing in Vancouver? Like, and what difference do you see when you guys play in Vancouver as opposed to playing in other cities? A lot of people say that live music isn't really much appreciated in this city. And they say if you go towards more of the East Coast, you get way more of a response from a crowd. Is that true? Like, you as a band, you've been traveling around the world for God knows how many years now. In your experience, how can Vancouver compare to other cities when it comes to live audiences?
I think it's really good. I mean, for us, I think it's really good. I don't know if it's so much the problem lies with how people respond, but more just the volume and the options in terms of live music in the city. Out east, there is a lot more that you can latch on to and contemplate in the arts, whereas Vancouver, it's less bountiful. Yet, I do find that, you know, when you do get out to the show, even if it is a small fish in a big sea, the people react and are really spirited. And sometimes I find, you know, it's the people on the East Coast, they're given the luxury of artistic abundance. And in turn, that, I don't know, that changes their demeanor for the more stoic or less excited.
So what is the key to the success of your band? Like, I was looking on Facebook, you guys have nearly 50,000 likes on Facebook alone, and you're selling to sold-out shows all over the place. Was the key to your success finding a big producer that you can work with, or was it touring as much as you possibly can? Like, as a community radio station, a lot of up-and-coming artists listen to our shows. And what advice do you have for them when they're trying to make it as a band in this city?
Well, I think, you know, if you're a band playing some sort of brand of popular music, whether it's indie rock or, you know, folk music, it really does boil down to the memorability of the song and the immediacy of the song. And, I can't attribute our success more to anything else than, you know, just the songs, because I look back on the very first performance we did. It was an open mic at the Five Point on Main Street, and you know, we got another gig out of that show because people liked the songs, you know, no other reason. And so that was the thing that moved it forward, and it wasn't because we knew somebody or because, you know, there was an image or a persona in tow. It's just people responded to the music in that raw and real way and wanted to hear more. And so I would suggest to people that before you try and, I don't know, make the peripheral presence of your art happening, really just focus on the foundation, which is music.
Tell me more about your creative process as a band. So with a bunch of different members, do you write the songs and then bring it to the rest of the band, they add to it, or is it all brought together? Like, how does the song, like, Let's Fall in Love, how did that come about?
Well, it came about, like, most of the songs, I write it, and I try not to get too extensive with fleshing it out. I just try to stop at the point where there's words, there's a melody, there's harmony, and there's a basic arrangement. And I do this so that interpretation process of the band is much more open and free and collaborative, and really good things can come out of it when you don't try and extrapolate on your song too much.
Do you guys interview with your live performances quite a lot? And how do you find that your improvisation? I'm sorry, I said the word interview. I meant to say the word improvise. Do you guys improvise during your live performances quite a lot? And how do you find that affects your songwriting process? Like, do you guys ever play a song live and be like, and you leave it and be like, dude, we got to do that entirely different now because the live version, we discovered new things on stage.
Yeah, well, there is a symbiosis there. Which you become more intimate the more you play live. You do start to write to cater for some of those performing elements, such as vocal range, such as just where stuff feels like it's grooving and like you're just driving down the road. Like, that's how you kind of want a lot of stuff to feel, like you're just following it. You've fallen into the visceral forward motion of something that just innately works. And you discover a lot of that on stage, you know, going through the motions of playing a song over and over again. And how improvisation falls into it. I mean, we're not the most, you know, improvising band in the world, but I do say that we change old songs up quite drastically and purposefully from one tour to the next or one chapter to the next, just to keep, you know, our relationship with that particular song or chapter fresh, and to keep the fans' relationship with it renewed and fresh. And that's something we really enjoy, which I think maybe falls into some subcategory of improvisation.
When you're writing songs, writing new songs, and especially after gaining this much success, do you write songs knowing that people must like it, or do you write songs just entirely focusing on what comes from within?
Yeah, I mean, that's where you try and always start, is from within. I've kind of gotten back to a place with writing music that is more in line with where I started, which was very much, you know, just pure and only for the sole reason of enjoyment, your own personal enjoyment. And this is because at the beginning, you don't really think anyone's going to hear it. Mm-hmm. You're not really given that evidence yet. So you can only really write it for yourself at that point. And then when you start building a relationship with other humans who invest in you, invest in your music, make a commitment, come out to your shows, you do start to contemplate that sense of recognition. And I don't know if it's unhealthy. I don't think it is. I just think it comes second place to, you know, channeling something that's very authentic and very natural. I think only after you find that magic kernel of authenticity should you start to consider how you want to manipulate it or structure it to, yeah, perhaps appeal to the people that you're kind of in bed working with, you know?
Well, the Sold Out show at the Orpheum Theater will definitely be enjoying your music on December the 19th. I want to leave our audiences, our listeners, with the song The Sticks. And since I have you on air, do you want to introduce your own song? Do you want to be the DJ for this song?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Mother, The Sticks. Go for it.
Hey?
This is your chance to be a DJ. Mother, The Sticks. I want you to introduce your own song. I figured you should have more information about the song than I do.
Oh, you want some like backstory?
I want some like one or two sentences or whatever you have like with the song. Be like, hey, okay, this is Ryan and Sticks. Go for it.
All right. Well, coming up next, folks, is our title track, The Sticks, and the song is a happy accident. The verse used to be the chorus for Bit by Bit, another song off The Sticks, and it was this song that gave birth to the idea of making a concept record. So enjoy.
Cheers, man. You're listening to Sticks by Mother on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thanks, Ryan.
See ya.
See ya.
thinking of an island, maybe. Oh, Archipelago, take me. I'm looking to isolate me, Terra Incognita, baby. I'm getting away from all that. Laika, 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 Laika. I'll bring a book to read, good soul to get me in my theme. I'll bring my heart to break, gonna find some pretty wicked thing.
Are you a current UBC grad student? If so, then listen up, because the Graduate Student Society lets UBC grads book rooms and spaces in the newly renovated grad student building. Be sure to take advantage of what the facility has to offer. The rooms come equipped with sound systems and can host up to 300 people. Even better, as grad students, you don't have to pay booking fees. Not a grad? Don't worry. The Tia Corner House is open to the public, as in the Kerner Pub, opening earlier next year. For more information, contact booking manager Rob at bookings@gss.ubc.ca.
Hi, I'm Alec.
And I'm Graham of the Stumblers Inn.
You are listening to CITR.
Oh, Vancouver's best music. All right.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy, herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
Well, howdy, neighbor. It's health and happiness time with the old lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams, Miss Audrey, and all the drifting cowboys. Yes, the singing sensation of the nation, Hank Williams, is back again with some good news that'll make you mighty glad you tuned in.
Well, I ain't got a dime just a wasting my time. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to a land beyond the blue.
Well, confidentially, neighbor, I just looked over Hank's shoulder.
And good morning. You are listening to Stereo Blues on CITR 101.9. You might have noticed a bit of a cowboy theme to the intro. That was Hank Williams, sort of known to be one of the first country stars. He was born as Hiram Hank Williams, born on September 17th, 1923, in Mount Olive, Alabama. If you see photos of him, you'll notice a really wide-brimmed cowboy hat and kind of like a nice, well-fitted suit jacket. He had his own band called Hank Williams and the Drifting Cowboys, and later married Billie Jean, and also was known to show up to shows slightly inebriated, and later developed a kind of a sad and unfortunate addiction to morphine. I guess that was kind of the case in those days for some. All right, so today's show, we're going to kind of delve into country side of things, some country blues, some country in the 50s, 60s, and even some local artists who sort of have a bit of a country sort of tinge to them. The country blues is it's distinguished by a lot of the use of acoustic guitar, and there's a lot of bottleneck or kind of slide style.